Hey, people. You know what time it is. This your girl and I'm back. Recording a new episode before the year ends. And I just got some stuff I want to get off my chest. Whew. So, we finally to a point to where, as a country, we are quote-unquote over the pandemic. But at the same time, the fucking world is fucked up. Everything is mad expensive. And we headed for a fucking recession. And I don't know if the fucking pandemic fucked with people, or if people are just evil as fuck at their core. Now, on the last episode, I told y'all that, you know, I hadn't really been recording because I've been going through a lot of shit. And I have. And 100% of the shit stemmed from my family and family issues. I already in my life didn't have a lot of trust for females. But now this year has solidified the fact that it's a slim to none chance that I could trust a female outside of my core group that I already have. Now, I do have some very, very, very rock solid people in my corner and in my life, and things will remain that way. And outside of that, fuck everybody else. I had some family that turned into enemies, and I had some friends that turned into family over the course of the last, two, almost 3 years. At the height of the pandemic, I met the love of my life, and we've been cultivating our bond for the last 3 years. And 2021, I lost my brother to the pandemic. And that shit hit hard because that was one of the one people in this world that I know loved me without a shadow of a doubt. That loved me without no issues, unconditionally, just straight up loved me, and I never had to question it. And I lost him. And then this year, 2022, I was betrayed by a family member that was supposed to love, care for, nurture me, and instill values in me. And they didn't do that. They did the exact opposite. This person is the sister of my mother. And she just straight up is an evil bitch. Her and a lot of the people connected to her. For the most part, all of my mama's sisters is evil, with the exception of one. And I take that back. Only one is evil. The other one is extremely two-faced. And I don't know if that's worse than being evil or the same level. I just simply have no idea. However, I have decided that I'm going to leave all this bullshit in 2022. Now, I wanted to wait until the situation pretty much blew over. But after today, the situation has blown over. So I'm definitely going to get to work. And some people have definitely shown their true colors and shown who they are, And for that, I'm grateful to the universe, because for a long time in my thoughts and prayers, I've had, God, please remove anyone from me that is unlike you and that does not mean me any good. And a lot of times in the Black community, we get caught up in this thing. Well, fuck any community, any culture, anybody. We get caught up on this thing. Oh, your family, you got your family. And, oh, you know, you're supposed to stick by your family side no matter what. So they giving us this false representation that my quote unquote family could pretty much stab me in my fucking back. And I'm just supposed to deal with that shit. I'm just supposed to let that shit ride. And I'm not supposed to retaliate. Oh, just pray for them and act like nothing happened. Nah, my nigga. Like, that shit not going down like that. And the part that pisses me off the most is that this person came after my children. And for that, they have to die. And I mean, they subject to whatever my wrath may be, whether that be a physical death, a spiritual death, a mental death, an emotional death, or all of the above. Because I'm very capable of doing it all. And the way I feel, like a mama bear protecting her cubs. For 68 days, my children had to endure torture. For 68 days, my children had to endure a life that was not like the one that I had created for them. And that's partially my fault, because I ain't put my protections in place that should have been in place. And all I can say is that this is pretty much a life lesson for me. I've had betrayal before, but none like this. And the sad part about it is, this person was all the way 100, 1,000, 1,000,000% wrong. And they refuse to acknowledge it. They will not. Well, you know what? Me being the clairvoyant being that I am, I can tell that they're very tormented because of what they did. They are in a mind state of, what is she gonna do to me to get back to me? And as of yet, I haven't done anything, but it's gonna get done. By the time this recording has been posted, it's gonna be already in the works. So yeah. And I'm prepared to deliver the consequences for her actions in a way that no other will deal with them. And see, the thing about when you do unwarranted bullshit, you have to think about not only yourself, but all the motherfuckers that's connected to you, that's gonna have to feel the pain that you inflicted upon someone else. Nobody is exempt from getting that shit, especially if they are connected to you and intertwined with you. That's why the old folks say, you dig one grave for me, you got to dig one for yourself, because bitch, you got to die. And this person, she's just an evil, miserable bitch. She got a fucking parasite chewing on her fucking brain right now that she don't fucking know about. She's fucking just miserable. She's sick in the head and she's sick physically, but she'll never divulge that to nobody, because she wants her life to look like it's all perfect, when in actuality it's not. She's a whore, a old whore. The bitch like 60 years old and still a whore. Like, bitch, don't your pussy don't get tired? Like, damn, the the fuck, bitch? Find you a nigga and sit the fuck down somewhere. Oh, that's right. You've been married, what, 6-7 times and don't nobody want you? That says more about you and less about them niggas. Because nobody wants you, bitch. All these niggas divorced you. I believe the time between her last marriage from the day she met the nigga to the day they got divorced had to be 20 months or less. It wasn't very long at all. So I'm just like, baby, one thing about it and two things for sure, them tables gonna always turn. And I'm the bitch that's fucking controlling the wheel. So I believe for her and some people that's connected to her, they're going to see the fruits of her labor. And that's the thing about life is, you know, whenever you plant fruit, when you plant seeds, you're going to get fruit. Now, if you plant good seeds, you're going to get good fruit. If you plant bad seeds, you're going to get bad fruit. If you plant wicked seeds, you're going to get wicked fruit. And it's your turn. Because you fuck with the wrong bitch. And also her daughter, too. Her daughter have been battling pregnancy loss for about, I want to say about 2 years, I think. Maybe a little over 2 years. She's been trying to get pregnant. And she can't get pregnant. And she's not going to never be able to get pregnant. I'm going to make sure that she'll get pregnant, but she'll never have another child. She'll never successfully carry a child. And if she does successfully carry a child, it's going to either be born dead or be born with several physical or mental disabilities that she won't be able to deal with. And it's going to drive her insane. And on top of that, her little husband going to leave her because he going to look at her like she's broken. And yeah, but hey, that's what you get for fucking with people. I don't feel bad. And I won't shed not one tear. Because every bad, ill thing that you said against me or thought about me is manifested in your life. For years, you spoke about conditions that I had no control over. And now, the one child that you do have is dealing with way more shit than I've ever dealt with in my life. And it's especially troubling because the shit is mental, which is worse than anything else. Because it's really hard to get a finger on that mental shit because you can't tangibly see that shit. But hey, this is all things that you brought upon yourself. That's why I be telling people words have meaning, and you gotta speak over yourself. You gotta speak over your children and over your life in such a way that you don't cause things to become unhinged. And the older I get, the more reserved and the more quiet I get, because it's easy to talk yourself out of some good shit when you're mad and upset. So I've chosen to speak less and listen more. I've chosen to choose my words carefully. I've chosen to think before I speak. I've chosen to listen twice as much as I talk. And that has been very beneficial to me in my life and in my relationships. Again, this year has taught me a lot about so-called family or lack thereof. This year has taught me a lot about the energy that I let surround myself and my children. This year has taught me a lot about what I will and will not put up with. This year has taught me a lot about my privacy and how I choose to go about things dealing with others in the public eye. Like, I've gotten to a point to where I don't even shake people's hand or touch them. And I used to be a hugger. Like, I loved hugging people, but now I don't want your energy to rub off on me. Like, it disgusts me, the thought of thinking of just touching certain people, like, you know. And I choose to not bring that energy into my life. I choose to speak nothing but positivity. And should I fall short of that, I am definitely prepared for whatever consequences that I'll have to suffer because of that. That's what I think, that people don't think about the consequences that they'll have for their actions. Or maybe they think that they won't get any consequences, or that they're above consequences, and that's just not so. But hey, it is what it is. And my life is going to continue to be good. I'm going to continue to thrive. And I encourage anybody that's listening to me to set your intentions for the new year. As you close this year out, just leave all the things in the past and don't think about them. Just all of the bad shit, all of the fucked up shit, all of the fucked up people. Leave that shit in 2022 and don't think about them, because when the clock strikes 12 on January 1st, you get a new page in a new chapter in a new book, and you get to set the tone for how your year is gonna go. You get to set the tone for the energies that you leave, that you allow around you. You get to set the tone of what you will and will not do as far as your future and the outcome of how your life will be shaped. As for me, I'm setting my intentions this year. Me and my man, we're going to elevate our relationship. We're going to get closer. Our children will thrive. My little daughter's graduating next year, so that's exciting. We're going to grow our businesses. We're going to grow our financial stability, grow our wealth. We're going to purchase a home in 2023. We're going to pay off our debts, and nothing else will stand in our way. And possibly another child in our future. Because I want a little girl, but oh Lord, the thought of raising another child just make me tired, Lord. I haven't slept good in 5 years since I had my first child. So I'm just like, fuck. But I wouldn't have it no other way. And this year has taught me that too, to cherish my children. It has taught me to see the magic in their eyes and to enjoy their company, and also to be patient with them and to give them grace, because they're just little people and their little brains are magical. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And I said all that to say, just watch your back, watch your front, watch your side, because whatever you do has consequences. Everything got consequences. And you cannot choose how a person reacts to something fucked up that you did to them. So be mindful of that when you making a choice to fuck somebody over, because you might just have met your match and that person just might give you what you're looking for, and that might be your demise. So be mindful of that when you're trying to intentionally fuck somebody over, especially somebody who have never done anything to you and have never bothered you. Be mindful of that. So with that being said, as always, y'all know my motto: do no harm, but take no shit. And I'm going to see y'all in the new year. Peace and blessings. Make sure you set your intentions. Give out love and light. But hey, if a person take you there, give them that hellfire and brimstone too. Y'all be easy. And I'm going to see y'all on the other side. Peace and blessings. And do no harm, but take no shit.